next round hit studios.
The 808 of justice, signaling tools of the trade is upon us, and we do have a couple of weapons of wind destruction from Nick from Hopetown Brown is in the building, and you obviously don't leave the house without some kind of horn of some sort.
It's true, I don't, you know, horns are good like that. Actually, my bandmate Finn Scholes and I have just been in the Southern Alps for a week, and
The reverb.
And Finn takes a little pocket trumpet, a little baby trumpet,
right?
Like Don Cherry plays, and I just take a B flat clarinet, which just I can fold up in a polar fleece, you know.
Okay.
And we get them out, man, at romantic spots.
Oh, this is
babbling
great.
Brooks.
It sounds like a beer commercial.
Yeah, yeah. We get them out on the edge of precipices.
Check out the view, mate. Let's play some brass.
John, tell him about that dude in the Waterview Park that you see in like the. He plays saxophone in the park, but not on the like grass. But he like climbs into the flax bushes and like gets right out of everyone's way.
Where the Waterview Dairy is,
and he's not that bad.
It goes the. Park runs down toward Oakley Creek for years.
Where the mangroves are.
Where the turnoff is if you're going out to Blockhouse Bay.
Sure. There's a guy who plays saxophone down there. It's just been ongoing for years and years and years.
Shout out if you're
listening. He's probably a bit like me.
Is it you or not?
No. I mean, I sometimes sneak off to obscure spots because my neighbour is not mad on the hearing the saxophone trying to play the same tune incorrectly
over and over again.
Yeah, so it's tough, you know. Mind you, if a leaf blower starts up, it's no problem. They don't complain about the leaf blower.
It's kind of like when the baby's sleeping, you're sleeping, but with leaf blower, you're blowing.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. Maybe I should learn leaf blower.
Let's just talk about what you're wearing right now. It's a saxophone, but you've got a nice little harness here, like you're in a parade a little bit. Does that take the weight of the instrument?
It's my neck strap.
I don't see that very often. Is that just for like the long sets?
You need your neck strap. The only sax player I've ever seen who doesn't use a neck strap was Tina Turner's denim player, and he was one buff, mulleted dude.
Right.
You could do it, but all the weight would be on your thumb.
Right, I was just wondering that. So there are obviously times when you're holding the instrument and you're in full flight both hands and you're not really holding
You're not really holding
Right.
Although they reckon you should kind of push it out from your body a bit and open up the sound.
John was saying that to you, actually, the other day.
I'll take that to the Oakley Creek Park when I'm playing there in the bush.
You can just open up the sound, mate. That'd be.
But I wish I had more saxophones. You know,
how many do you have? Let's get on this.
Well, I've got three.
Do you have the OG beat up one that you got from?
I have another one very much like this. This one actually is a brand spanker that I only got a few weeks ago in Wellington.
Has it got some scribes on it around there?
It's got a little bit of engraving.
Like it looks like it's kind. It's definitely got the sheen of like the Rugby World Cup.
It's kind of brass, yeah. Made in Japan, this one. It's a nice one. It's built by Yanagisawa. I got this off a cool guy called Brad, who runs a shop called Vanguard Orchestra in Wellington.
Did you know it was down there, or did you just walk in and go,
I was looking for a baritone sax. I was kind of the boys, Finn and Tim, have been like, get me a baritone.
Bass, the bass sound.
Yeah, bigger. Yeah, yeah. And they didn't have any, so I got a tenor, which is a bit of a cop out. But I do play tenor a lot, so it's nice to have a good one.
Can we talk about price real quick? Is it like
this one was a little north of $5,000?
Right, so serious stuff.
But to be honest, pretty budget for a new saxophone.
Right.
You know,
how
you
are
can
they
spend,
made? Do you know?
They make
looks,
a brass
it looks
body.
So gnarly. Man,
they make a brass body and they bang it and hammer it and they wang it onto jigs, you know. And then they weld and solder and bolt all these bits on it. The machinery is about half the weight of the saxophone.
I hope you don't mind me just firing questions at you. This is kind of how it works anyway, but
yeah, no, it's good.
What, because how often do you have to change all those pads? Like, you change them all in one go? Or
if I look after the pads will last for years and years and years.
And is there like a bit of oil on there? And what do you do?
You know, the challenge is to keep them dry, you know, because there's a lot of condensation going on in the sax.
Yeah.
And, you know, you play a place like the wine cellar, it's really humid, and the condensation is pouring out of the instrument. And the water will damage the pads, which are made of leather, eventually.
Right.
But these are brand new babies, so I reckon I'm going to get a decade of trouble with... Listen, I mean...
Oh yeah, lovely. That's a zone in itself.
That's a brand new horn right there.
Have you ever recorded like percussion wise, just doing bits
sometimes
like that?
We do that, yeah. And the bass clarinet really has a few rattles that have made it onto Hopetown Brown Records, you know.
Right. Actually, the last track that you had on playlist. Oh no, that was Love Square. But it's very acoustic music
that's
in that
right.
sense that
Yes.
How we were going to get into sort of your Roundhead experiences. I assume you've been to Roundhead a few times.
I have, and it's a hell of a place, you know. Mm. It's funny, on our last Hopetown Brown tour that we just got back from a week or so ago, we dropped into our Super Groove bandmate Carl Stevens' house in Thames, and he is having great success writing music for film and television.
Yeah.
And he loves Roundhead because it's really quiet.
Yeah, weird, eh?
And you'd think that would be self-evident, right? A studio would be quiet because, you know, we are musicians and silence is our canvas. Yeah. You know, and if it's not silent, it's like a problem. Mm. But apparently a lot of studios, there are little hums and buzzes, and when you start to stack up takes, they can really multiply. And the director of your movie gets pissed.
We've got something at around 100 hertz at the BFM studio. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's the food downstairs, or the aircon pulling out the food, or something weird like that.
Well, I've never noticed that.
No, not the studio, the production studio.
I see.
Where we make our ads and whatnot. Yes.
But yeah, my last experience at Roundhead was recording horns with the Miltones for their album.
Oh, right.
And Millie was very, very adamant she wanted to record the band live. So she got all the band takes live, and it was an amazing setup with pianos and organs and all their beautiful instrumentation and microphones. And then she got a few horns in for some overdubs and things like that. So that was pretty cool. Oh. And it's very lush. The headphones there are the most comfortable in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
I reckon.
Strong.
You could wear them for days.
You're just like huddled around like a condenser microphone type thing and it's all just sort of balancing whoever's there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was cool. And
got to really feel it.
And you know, it's interesting with poor old Aaron Tokuna, you know, passing away earlier in the year, really brought back memories of recording a song with him there, and just seeing the bro in action was outstanding. He actually at one stage laid down the dopest arpeggios on a marimba of all instruments. He slayed it. It was the funkiest thing I've ever heard. And what a day that was. Heavens. I think in the end it was just white wine and absinthe were the only drinks left.
There's actually I think the tribute buzz is happening soon.
Yes.
I saw a post. I haven't got that on me, but have a look out for that if you would like to big up old mate.
Heading into Roundhead, do you take your own producer, engineer, anything like that? You just use Paddy and the folks at Roundhead?
Yeah, Paddy was engineering the Miltone sessions, and what a dude. What a lovely guy, the man.
That's like key, really. It's just got to be real nice.
Yeah.
That's the first step of doing it.
Totally. I think there's a lot of good musicians there, and it's the nice ones that get the gigs, it would seem.
Right on.
Yeah. Except for Van Morrison.
Oh, yeah, apparently he is a bit of a weirdo.
I've heard that. I mean, you know, I listen to a bit of Van Morrison sometimes.
Strong status.
He was a bit of a sax player. Dabbled.
Is there any brass at Roundhead that you could, like...
It seems like a personal instrument.
No, no. I don't think Neil Finn is that mad on the brass, eh?
Hot take.
Yeah, he once said to us,
Piss off, I hate the brass.
No, he was instrumental in getting Super Groove going back together again, and we did a tour with Crowded House, and he said, "You guys playing all those horn lines, you've got no right to play." Which was kind of a compliment.
Yeah,
I
that's
think,
a good
you know?
Compliment, I like
and
that.
I've never heard a sax solo on a Crowded House song.
There's
which could be a great thing, you know. Saxophone is like, I think
we could play one now. And
I think it was Matt Heath who said that the saxophones were like cockroaches, you know, they will never die.
But you just don't have to plug it in, it's so minute, you can just do your
that's
thing,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
They're back in vogue somewhat, I think.
You know, mate, they're never gone, mate. They're never left.
Tell you what, in vogue is not in vogue, though. So.
They're all over a lot of new music.
Yeah, I mean, even Siren Beat has got a bit of a saxophone vibe, you know.
But what's this other one on the table?
Oh, yeah, so that is...
I know what a saxophone sounds like, but I feel like
this
might be a level
and
of
this
sexy
is,
that we're not ready for.
This is kind of the Hopetown Brown instrument. This is a bass clarinet.
I was about to say, it's this, and it's kind of clapping and stomping, really. Like
that's
good
is,
leather
yeah.
boots, right?
Yeah, I'll play a little bit of this one so you get a vibe. Sorry about that.
Oh. We had a Pink Panther request.
Well, that's all.
Yay!
Fuck. It is a bit of a Henry Mancini instrument, eh? But this instrument is really an interesting instrument because it's got a funny engraving on it, NC9071. that makes me think it was potentially stolen from Nelson College to possibly pay for a drug deal or something. I did not pay for this instrument. Rick Bryant, the late great Rick Bryant, gave this to me when I had it, my sax stolen. I think it was about 2000. I was doing this dodgy gig at Garage Bar,
okay,
where I played with a DJ, and kind of stumbled home.
A house set kind of thing.
Yeah, and left the sax in the hallway, and there was a lot of people coming and going from the flat, and it was not there in the morning. And Rick gave me this, and it had no pads. The clarinet pad is made of cotton and fish gut membrane traditionally, and so insects eat it. And we've replaced all the pads here with saxophone pads. See, they've got the leather pads.
Wow, okay.
Normally they'd be white.
Does that make it like a little bit more punchy?
Tiny bit brighter. It's pretty subtle.
So it's custom.
It's a little bit custom, yeah. It's pimped, man.
It's my favourite instrument of all the brass.
Phil's just saying it's his favourite instrument, but he's off the microphone, so it's kind of a weird thing to be doing, but that's what he's doing. He's still talking. There he is.
That's great.
Off mic.
Yeah, that's good, man.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, Rick Bryant said, look, take this instrument. And so I got it restored. It cost about $900 20 years ago to get repadded. I'd hate to think what it would cost now. Probably be about $2,000 or $3,000 to fix it up. And so I feel super lucky to have this axe, man. And he just said to me, look, anytime I need a bass clarinet, you know, you've got to come and play it for me. And so that was the deal.
That's fair.
And
how many people are servicing these things?
Well, there's a few people around. You know, there's a cool guy, Maurice, who lives out in Langholm. He's my tech. Right. He will fix a clarinet on my coffee table. I offer him a seat. He actually kneels down. He brings this little kerosene Bunsen burner to heat up the wax that holds the pads in. Amazing.
Just had a controversial text come in.
Yeah.
Kenny G.
I mean, Kenny G is the highest selling sax player of all time.
So, right back at you.
Yeah,
so to speak.
He plays the soprano sax out the side of his mouth.
Most famous, though, probably Bleeding Gums Murphy.
I mean, I love Morphine, man. The baritone player from Morphine. Remember that dude?
No.
Oh, Cure for Pain. Great record.
We could probably
Thursdays, amazing.
I was
going
to line us up some Hopetown Brown to play.
Oh, please. I
know you guys have just been on a massive tour. What's coming up for the team? Are you still rolling in the two zone?
No. We have got our extra special guest / permanent member of the band.
He's got a
right grin. Skulls.
Oh, yeah.
And
multi instrumentalist.
And we've also got some new sounds. Hey, Tim, who I call Tibbs, or Tibbsy, our lead singer, is also playing some bass guitar, and he's also built himself a brand new stomp box, and he's resold his very expensive boots.
Resold. All right, I was like,
okay.
So that just to let everyone know what a stomp box is, it's basically like a box.
It
can be wooden or whatever, and it has like a transducer in it that takes like impact pressure. You can just kind of whack it. It's like a microphone that you stick onto things.
Exactly. Mm. You got it. And so he's got a couple of those things taped in, and so it's like a little bit of stage, you know, that he brings in. That's really sounding really awesome. And so we've got a bit of a new sound, you know.
Okay.
And we're playing two dates at the Wine Cellar. We're playing tomorrow night and Thursday night, and tickets are at Under the Radar. I think there's about 15 ticks left for Thursday and a few more left for Wednesday. So get in on it.
Right on.
It's going to be real mean. We're going to play a couple of sets. Finn is going to do unbelievable trumpet solos. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's just my favorite improviser that you've ever heard. He's the man.
He's a weapon.
Yeah, he is totally a weapon. And we've got the Rhodes electric piano there as well.
Oh, I was going to ask if he was rolling something like the DX or something like that.
Yeah, okay. He's got the Rhodes, and I'll probably play a couple of tunes on the Rhodes as well. And we're going to do a couple of Carnivorous Plant Society songs. Finn has an amazing new song that we've been playing around the country so far unreleased called The Bogan and the Kid, which is about a Saturday night in Invercargill.
A little bit western.
Well, I mean, southern, you know. It's about Invercargill, you know. Yeah. It's, you know, because Invercargill has its own gothic charm. And, what a town. Crikey dick. I think it's the only other place, apart from West Auckland, that has the liquor licensing trusts.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
going on.
Yeah.
And so
it must shape a community somehow.
Imagine Te Aritu, but in the Southern Ocean.
Can do. Hey, I've just pulled up Hopetown Brown live at WOMAD, released not that long ago.
Yeah, no, we put this out at the end of September. This was recorded in 2018 at WOMAD on the Dell stage. Radio New Zealand recorded it.
How good is WOMAD, man?
And it was a high watermark for us.
Yeah, I feel
hungry.
It's the best, man. It's so good.
And we actually got to play horns with Aldous Harding that weekend.
Oh, shit.
Which was really super intense.
There's 12 tracks here. Should we go out on one?
Yeah, please, man. Yeah.
What are you feeling?
Oh, crikey dick.
It's got to be hard, but you were there.
Oh, man. What about, is Dirty Shame on there somewhere?
Yes.
Should we give that a crack?
Can do.
Beauty.
Nick, thanks so much, bro. Keep up the good work with Hope Town. Get everyone go to Whammy. Wine Cellar.
Come on down to Wine Cellar. Under the Radar is where the tickets are at. Love to see you there.
Solid.
I keep my dirty shame. We all the same, got to play the same game. You can keep your melting pot. I keep my dirty shame.
Studios.